the lovable, fantastic host, Joe Bates. For Rank You Very Much, we rank anything and everything, the best and worst of it. And as always, folks, we have two special guest experts for today's episode. Best type of fireworks. Best type of fireworks. So the left of me, folks, we have, you may have seen him, he works at Morganton High School. He runs the fireworks display there. Every time they win a game, they shoot fireworks off. Mr. Ryan Ryan Shipley. Sorry, I burped. This is the wrong time to burp.
Nah, it's okay.
So, Ryan, how often does your team win?
We are currently defeated, so I have a lot of fireworks left over.
You just have a lot? Do you buy a new stockpile before the game?
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case? Just in case they win twice? I don't...
When we do win, it's going to be big.
It's going to be big. Timbuktu is going to see it. I just dropped the flag behind me.
Do I burn it now?
So, just the biggest, Mortensen's never seen bigger fireworks come.
Never.
That's Mortensen, Wyoming, a northeastern side, right, I think?
Correct.
Nice. I just took a guess. And, well, thank you for being on the show, Ryan. To the right of me, I got the hiccups, this is going to be odd. To the right of me, folks, he is an expert in the field of firework injuries, Mr. Tony Foxworthy.
Well, thank you very much, Joe.
Tony, what's the craziest firework injury you've ever seen?
It's going to be personal experience. I took one of these ground spinners. Somebody lit it, threw it, started spinning in the air, so it worked like a skipping stone. Skipped, landed up my shorts, and then I put it out on my leg. Tetanus shot. That's how that works.
Oh, you got a tetanus shot?
Yeah, sure enough.
Wow. Did it go in?
Yeah, it went up. So I had shorts, and it skipped. And when it skipped up, it went up my short, and I tried to stop it.
And put it in out. Your body.
Yeah, I just basically pounded it out on my thigh. So that was...
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, well, that's not that bad an injury, to be honest.
Well, that's fair. Oh,
this was a bad one.
The guy from the Giants this year. This past year just blew his fingers off.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And Plaxico Burress shot himself with a gun.
Yeah, NFL.
In a way, a gun.
It's a good way to celebrate a victory.
A gun is its own fireworks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I gotta get some guns for when we
when Mortensen wins.
This is the rural fireworks. That's what those are.
Esther, could you give me... There's a marker on the table. Could you give me that? I have an assistant this episode, folks. Esther. She's amazing. She's also from Mortensen, northwestern Wyoming. Thank you so much, Esther.
You're
hot.
You're
welcome.
Freaking hot. All right. As always, we start the show off with everyone's favorite round, the veto round, where we go one at a time to take something off the list that we don't think is the best type of fireworks. Before we get there, what's the list?
My
bad. What? Esther. You're this close to getting fired.
Watching you.
Watching me. Watching you. Da, 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 da. Boo, boo, boo. Sweet. Okay, the list that we're going to be talking about, best type of fireworks, is Black Snake, M80s, artillery shells, ground spinners.
Yes.
Saturn missiles. Novelty, Black Cat, Poppets, Repeaters, Sparkler, and Bottle Rockets. So we're going to go one at a time. As always, we start with the youngest person here, Mr. Tony Foxworthy.
Oh, that's the new one. you guys, I don't think you know how age works.
Nope.
I am for sure taking out ground spinners.
It's tough to be best type of firework and also be attacking people at the same time. So what, you taking ground spinners out for personal experience?
Yeah, that's really it.
That's really it? You just, I'm done
no,
with
they're,
it?
No, they're a great firework.
They just on the ground and they just spin around?
Yeah, you light them and then it's the ones they maybe make a little whistle. As they go around.
I give it, let me just...
It's like you're at a rave. So we just spin
it. Gotcha, but it's on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm going to come forward. I've never used a firework in my entire life.
Never.
I've never shot it. I didn't know there was this many types of fireworks. When you suggest the topic, I didn't know we could come up with 11 types. I had no idea. All I knew is the ones you see at the thing. I didn't even know there were different ones. I thought those were all the same. They're all dangerous. Well, not some of them. Some of them aren't that dangerous.
You'd be surprised.
You'd make it dangerous.
Yeah, the internet will figure out a way.
Okay. I've done a sparkler once at a wedding, and I think I lit a black snake once in middle school. Mm. My friends used to shoot bottle rockets, shoot fireworks all the time, and I didn't want to go because I was too scared. I'm a coward. I'm just a pure coward. all right, Tony, taking out ground spinners. Kind of saw that coming, to be honest. next, Ryan, who are you taking off this list?
I'm taking off Poppets.
You're taking off. Why are you taking off Poppets?
You can't celebrate a victory with Poppets.
You can't celebrate a victory. You know what you can do with Poppets? You can celebrate a point.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to be like, someone says something, you have a good comeback. Poppet!
That's good.
A victory. Because you're usually on grass. You're doing football games, not
football
basketball games.
Football's on grass, yeah. Did the bars try to light up fireworks at a basketball game? Perhaps.
You might want to go Poppets then.
Yeah, maybe I'd do Poppets.
Morton's in high school's basketball team all suffocated to death with a smoke-filled gymnasium.
Not my fault.
Not my fault. They said I could do it.
That could be your fault.
I'm going to go up next. I'm going to take something off the list that I truly don't think is the best firework, and mainly because it's the only one I've ever used. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be taking off sparklers. They seem... When my niece can use them, my 5-year-old niece, and I'm not nervous, probably not the best type of firework.
Sparklers are, I think, the pudding of fireworks. I'm still following here. Like,
I'm not going anywhere.
When you're a kid, it's your favorite, right?
Yeah.
It's a little just too bland and boring as an adult.
Yeah.
But then once you're a senior citizen, it's all your body can handle again.
It's all you can handle. So basically, it's the chewed up food.
Yeah.
Firework.
It's the soft diet.
Yeah, if you don't have teeth, you should be sparkling. I love the movie Twilight. Yeah. All right, sparkler. Taking it off the list. I'm too fat to move up and down. But here we go. One day, I'm going to have a better couch. But this couch is very comfortable, but it's tough to get up and on. This couch is a floor model I bought at Kittle's Furniture. It was about half the price I got it for. It's a very nice couch, almost too nice for people.
I just sit in on
it. Yeah, I'm surprised I'm letting you. I usually just have it for display. anyways, continuing down the list, we're going to do another round of Vita because that went so well. So Tony, you're up. Is there another one that attacked you to take off, or what do you think is not the best type of firework that's still up there?
I'm gonna go novelty.
Whoa!
There's nothing to. I mean,
I'm very surprised. You have rights to opinion, by far. I think we can agree that everyone has a right to their own opinion. But you're wrong. You don't have your right anymore. No, it seems like that takes the most work to make it.
Yeah, that's true. But then, what you're watching. And to be fair, novelty also is going to include, like, the rabbit that lays, like, just looks like it's shitting fireworks and stuff. Have you seen?
No! Yeah! You know that makes a rabbit that shits fireworks?
Yeah, just, like, animals and it looks like they're spitting or shitting fireworks. Yeah, those are all, like,
So you're telling me there's a firework?
Yes.
That shoots up, and when it blows up, it looks like a rabbit.
No, it is a rabbit.
Stays on the ground.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying it blows up and there's a rabbit shape, and then in the shape of the rabbit.
That would be fireworks.
Fireworks. Yeah. The coolest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But it's an actual, it's a fake rabbit, and it poops out fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, and no, so what do you get? You light it and it turns into something? Like it's not.
To me, I'm like, you light it and it makes like a. The problem is with novelty, they use like smiley faces and peace signs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But that's a novelty firework, right?
Yeah. So you're talking about the ones that like go up.
They make it shine.
Oh, okay.
He's talking the ones on the ground. They stay on the ground. Like they make one that's like a little tank.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about still falls into artillery shells. That's just
Then yeah. Fuck that. Fuck whatever you're saying.
Yeah.
That's some dumb shit.
Yes.
That's how I talk when it's fireworks. I lower my vocab. I'll tell you what, that's some fucking real... I don't like it. okay, so novelty are taking off because it's like they make statues. It's like the Walmart of fireworks. Or not even, like a dollar store firework.
Definitely.
Dollar store firework. Yeah, Walmart's classy. Walmart's real classy. And enable activity feed. Our activity feed's going great. Okay. Ryan Chipley, you're up next. What's not the best type of firework?
Bottle rockets.
What?
They're fun, but I don't use them.
So you don't like bottle rockets? Are the ones you can hold and they shoot out, right?
Yeah.
Like people do bottle rocket fights?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
You've done that.
Well, I've seen many an injury. many an eye lost.
So you really can hurt yourself with those things.
You have to be a marksman, really. I think of bottle rockets are buzzing the tower a lot. It's a lot of,
buzzing the tower.
Yeah, so I think if you're going to duel with bottle rockets, that's like the Alexander Hamilton cut type duels where maybe the bullet's coming close to you, but you have no idea where it's coming. You start getting into, like...
Hamilton knew where it was coming. Right in his gut. Well, Hamilton shot off.
Yeah.
He shot out of the sky and Aaron Burr. But I'd say the term for him, cuck. Real cuck about it. And he shot him. And then apparently, the whole time, that guy was a Puerto Rican dude.
Yeah. Came from the islands, now.
Came from the islands. Old Hamels. Hamilton.
Hamilton.
That's what happens to take away the end.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying bottle rockets buzzing the tower. So it's like,
yeah, they're just not that accurate if you're going to try to duel with them. They have no, you can't really aim them.
I don't think people are aiming for people's eyes.
Usually,
I think
usually the chest, right?
Or legs. I
don't
know
if they're not.
Okay, glasses. yeah, the guy with protected wear. That's fine. Yeah, you make the rules. Okay. Best type of firework. We're taking off
bottle rockets.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not my decision.
Well, you know,
faster.
You can always fight it if you feel strongly enough. But
yeah, I changed my mind.
I thought bottle rockets were going to be. I thought they were going to win. I don't know anything about fireworks. I've heard bottle rockets the most of any of these things.
It's true. Everybody uses them to fight people. That's all.
That's all.
They're good for fighting people. But celebrating victory.
The only way to stop people with bottle rockets is a good guy with a bottle rocket.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
That's
why if there's so many problems in D.C., they've banned them.
They banned fireworks.
Yes, yeah, no carriers.
Well, you know, well, that's, and you say that, but Chicago banned fireworks, and they have the most firework that, ugh. man, what won't I say? I'm a Civil War denier. which is the weirdest thing in the world to be. I'm up next. I'm gonna pick something here, and I'm gonna stick with a theme where if it's something I've done, probably not the best type of firework. I'm gonna take off Black Snake. That's the one where you just light it and it falls over. Right?
Yep.
It's just like ash.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just built up ash.
Turns into a drunk lady smoking a cigarette at the end of the night.
How do those cigarettes get so wet? When drunk ladies are smoking cigarettes, it's like the wettest cigarette. I don't know how it happens. It just drips.
Cigarettes with ladies? Old ladies? How do you know this?
Well, I've seen some cigarettes.
It's not wet.
Well, they're falling apart.
Oh.
They're like, ew. They're like me when I see a pretty lady.
It's just flashing. They're flashing as hell.
I have a problem. I can only get aroused when no one's around.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I'm like an Eyes Wide Shut guy. Is that what that movie's about?
Who's in that?
Weird man. No. Okay. I'm taking off Black Snakes. I'm sorry, Black Snake. Black Snake Moan, is that the name of that movie?
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
I like that movie.
All right, Black Snakes. taken off the list. We're down to our final five, folks. We're speeding through it. Almost too quick, they say. We're down to our final five, which is M80s, artillery snakes. We're down to M80s, artillery shells, Saturn missiles, Black Cat, and repeaters. We're down to our final five. If you're watching on Facebook Live or on BidChat and are thinking of a best type of firework that is not on the list, feel free to call in on BidChat, comment on Facebook there, and let us know what you think the best type of firework is that we may have missed. If you can't think of anything, I think Tony has an idea of something he wants to add to the list. I'll give you a little bit to figure out. So feel free to call in on BidChat or comment on Facebook Live. Let us know what you think the best type of firework is. And while we're waiting, let me ask you, Ryan, what's the meaning of luck? No, what's your criteria in deciding what the best type of firework is?
Just how colorful the box looks, the tube.
That's solely just how decorative the designs are.
Yep.
If you really just go, ooh, that looks, is it more scary or more fun? Which one do you look for?
Fun.
More fun. Fun more than scary, I think.
Lots of colors.
Lot pretty color fun box.
Yeah.
If there was a thing called pretty color fun box, and it was...
I had 100 of them.
Who keeps buying the pretty color fun box? Ryan Shipley gets 100 of them a day, smokes them like cigarettes. I don't know how it works. I don't know if I work. Do you smoke fireworks? No. Tony, what about you? What's your criteria deciding what the best type of firework is?
Cheap.
No one cares about anything the firework does.
No,
it's
no,
access.
You're not coming to my house for a good one. You're coming because you're not coming to my house. It's really
no one's coming to my house.
I've been working on the same box of fireworks for 5 years now.
Yeah.
Since daylight savings time. My kid can't stay up late enough for it to actually get dark.
Oh yeah,
fireworks. So
that was we did a show last night. It just started at 7, ended at 8:30, and it was still light out. It was still light out when the show was going on. So started following the broadcaster. Thank you for following the broadcaster, Abby. Appreciate it. I thought they were gonna call in. I was like, this is even greater. You're getting a follower. It's 10 times better than a caller. So. Feel free to follow me, guys. We do this every Saturday. It's very fun. So, yeah, we did a stand-up show at 7 o'clock, and it was done at 8:30, and it was still light out.
What?
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Daytime stand-up. But it's hard not to do that now, because it doesn't get dark till 9:30 in the Eastern time zone. Because we're Central time zone people. We should be Central time zone people.
But it still gets dark at 9:30 in other time zones.
Right. Wait. What? Yeah, I guess that is true. Yeah. I guess the sun doesn't just...
Yeah.
To me, I think it's daytime right now for everybody. I just realized that I forgot. Well, I'm a flat earther. This is where it comes out.
Problem.
How else can you shoot
a... No civil war, but the earth is flat.
The earth is flat, because how could you shoot a firework off of it?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If the earth was round, you wouldn't have enough... It'd be like this. It'd be hitting off like barely a point. But flat, shoots it straight up. You're telling me
how are we sitting on this couch right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. Yeah, this couch is not breaking. All right. Yeah. This is a round earth. This couch would have broken in half by now. She's two of the fattest people I know.
Look at those arms.
Look at those arms.
Fat jiggle on it.
But yeah, I
Ryan mean, Turkey Arm Shipley.
The earth is flat, and if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. I worked at the comic book and told me the earth is flat, and he believed it.
Kyrie Irving does comedy.
Shaquille O'Neal thinks it's flat, too. Well, I don't know what's done to NBA players.
It's almost like they don't stay in college long enough.
Jesus. I like that you think that's a college.
That's like,
not an elementary school thing. For you, it's college when you learn the earth is round. All right, folks. I know you're 19 years old and 19 years on this earth. Time to fucking bring it.
Have you seen a picture of it?
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
And you know, Christopher Columbus didn't really go all around the world, so how does he know? But he was telling me, he goes, well, I can show you. What?
Who was?
Christopher Columbus? He's
telling you?
Yeah, he's talking to me. Right. No, this comedian I worked with, I don't want to name names, I don't want to shout out of calling him a flat earther, but he told us that the earth is flat and it's surrounded by these Antarctic peaks. You know, that's Antarctica. And the way Magellan did it is he thought he was going on a straight line, but he was really just kind of going around in a circle the way the currents are. So he didn't know. And then I was, before I could even bring it up, you know, space and going to the moon, he said the greatest villain is NASA. NASA's the biggest villain that we have as people.
Fake news.
The moon landing's fake. We never actually go in space. We've never been to space. He really changed my mind. And I really think Earth is flat. No,
satellite TV. Does he have satellite TV? What? Satellites?
I guess it's a good point. But satellites, they don't have cameras on them.
True. Yeah, we don't
space
know.
Space
really
would be real, cool. Right? And Earth still looks like a pancake floating through, right?
Yeah, what a weird thing. Yeah. That's even weirder, is that everything around us is outer space. What's the other side of Earth? Is it like a pie crust? It's just one quick
burnt on the bottom.
If you dig a hole, and
it's a much quicker trip to China than you think.
It can't be, because like a flat, at least it's a cylindrical Earth. It's a can. It's like a can of soup. That's what Earth is, right? Because there's a depth to it. But then the other side, pie crust.
Fireworks, everybody.
Fireworks! Oh, I'm sorry. Best type of fireworks. All right. Well, I gave you enough time to not call in or comment at all. So, Jason. Tony. Where did I get... Oh, Jason Fox. Jason Fox right there. And Tony Foxworthy. You're worthy of the name. He's just a fox.
Yeah.
You're a meow. That's a fox noise. You had an idea of something we missed that you wanted all the best type of fireworks.
Well, yeah. I think... I honestly was going to say smoke... bombs, right? I didn't see those up there, but I also, now that I'm looking at the list, I think we forgot Roman candles. I guess the question is, are we going to lump Roman candles and bottle rockets in? And
true.
Are they the same thing?
No, they're completely different.
Then why would you lump
them
in?
What is a
bottle rocket?
They're going to get marked off for the same reason, though. It's really just...
Oh, okay. What's the difference between a Roman candle and a bottle rocket?
Roman candle is like a gun that keeps shooting. Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, yeah, but a bottle rocket is just one.
Yeah, basically,
it's just multiple.
So, Roman candle is the one I'm thinking about fighting with.
Yeah.
That's the one I see people fight with. Where I see like 10 at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, now my mind is opening up. Earth is round. And. okay, but yeah, I agree with you. It'd be taking off the same thing. So, you want to add smoke bombs to the list?
Yeah, we got smoke bombs.
Smoke bombs? Yeah. Alright, we're gonna add smoke bombs to the list. They made it to the final six.
Smoke.
You even wrote it with a smoky font.
Nice.
Smoke bombs. Not the best wall to write on.
Taking this back to Gills.
No, I really didn't mark it. That got real close. That got real close.
That's why we don't sit on it, folks.
That's why no one's allowed to be on this couch. Top six, folks. M80s. Black cats. Repeaters. Smoke bombs. And...
Saturn.
Artillery shells and Saturn missiles. Those are our final six. That's what we come down to. Right now, we're going to go one at a time. One at a time. Decide whether this should be in the top three. So first off, M80s. Are M80s the top three best firework?
Yeah, I think so.
What is an M80?
It is basically a grenade, right? It's basically just a grenade. Like it just blows up. But it's...
Does it shoot up?
It's... Okay, without an M80, you've lost so many plot devices to sitcoms where somebody's blown up a toilet. That's what an M80...
There's a cherry bomb.
It's the same thing. It's the...
Really?
It's
just a bomb.
Yeah. They're basically the same thing. They do the same thing with different names, maybe different intensity.
M80 is the one that people lose their fingers on.
Yes.
Yep.
Why? Just because it blows up in their hands?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Yeah. They forget that they're supposed to let go.
I don't like that. I don't like the idea of anything hurting me.
I'm no expert with LPs.
So you think M80's top three? You think M80's top three?
Yes.
All right, so we'll leave it in the top three then. This is the one podcast I have little to no say on anything because I know nothing. I know so little about fireworks, which is good because you guys are two guest experts. You guys seem to know your shit. You know what grenades are.
Grenades.
Okay, all right. So M80s, we're leaving on artillery shells. Is that a top three best firework?
I definitely think so, yes.
Yeah, there's no question. That is what you think of when you think of fireworks, right?
That is America.
So wait, Saturn missiles not that then?
Saturn missiles just shoot up like that and go, but they don't really do anything when they go up. Artillery shells are like what you see at the downtown. Like,
so when they line up like 10 by 10s, it's like these little tanks, and they have it all set up, and they just light the bottom of it, and they shoot up. Is that how it works?
Saturn missile is just going to be like a box like this. Okay. With a bunch of little missiles.
But the artillery shell is basically just like a metal tube with fireworks in it.
Yes.
That you're lighting up.
And they go shoot up.
So those aren't the fireworks then. What are the fireworks themselves called inside those artillery shells?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, artillery shells are the thing that you drop down. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So... I gotcha. So then you shoot them up. So all those big fireworks, those are all artillery shell fireworks. Those big fireworks are not Saturn missiles. No. Although you'll see the one that like...
Those are the ones that you let off in your driveway and just basically whistle and shoot.
But what I'm saying, in a firework display.
Artillery shell.
Every one of them. Even though they're doing different designs.
Yes.
Yep.
And like different noises.
Yes.
Those are all artillery shell fireworks. Yes.
That's the one we thought would be a rabbit shitting out fireworks.
Yeah. So you shoot, but repeaters, are they artillery shells?
I think repeaters are just the ones that you basically do the same thing. They go up and at the top they just get boop. Like, so it's the difference between artillery shells and repeaters are height and intensity, right? Like,
gotcha. So artillery shells are the 4th of July fireworks.
Yes.
It's going to be tough to beat those. But we have grenades, so, all right. M80s, artillery shells, we'll keep going on the list. Black cats. Oh, Saturn missiles. Those are the ones, people, when you're driving down the neighborhood and you hear fireworks, that's the one you're hearing, so Saturn missiles.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a top three one.
No, I can get rid of it.
All right, we're going to get rid of that. Saturn missiles off the list. Don't worry, I'm fun. Don't worry, I'm fun. What a weird guy that says that. Just a guy who falls. Don't worry, I'm fun. Black cats. Are black cats a top three?
I really like black cats.
Yeah, that's, again, your standard firecracker.
When they're on the ground, you light them and they...
Yeah.
That doesn't seem great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't. It seems like all right, but it seems like. Here's a question, and for me, would you do that 2 times in a row?
Those are the ones that if you don't tie 1,000 of them together at once, then it's not fun.
Yes. Oh, so you got to tie all of them.
Yeah,
together.
So it'll just. Those are for
what he used in Home Alone, to scare people, make them think he had a gun.
Yeah.
So, black cats are good for lying.
Yeah, they're good for clearing out a building real fast.
When your parents go to New York without you.
Yeah.
It is true, though. Like, I feel like the Punishers use black cats to kind of lie.
Yeah.
To, like, kill people. Like, just to trick them.
Yep.
Classic. Classic Punisher. But, so you're saying black cats top three or not top three? You want to put on the cusp and keep going down the list?
Sure.
Come on. Put them on the cusp, put them on the bubble. Bubbling it up. Boop, boop. Boop, boop. Okay, we're putting on the bubble. We're continuing down the list. Repeaters. Repeaters are the ones that you shoot up, they blow up, and they blow up again, and they blow up again. That's the whole point of the name. Repeating.
Yeah.
Repeaters. Yeah. So, but they're not artillery shells. So the big ones you see are the things. So they shoot off, and then those ones on the edge shoot off in different places. That's a type of repeater. But it's an artillery shell.
No, I think that would be fair. And you're not an expert.
Well, I learn quick. I learn real good.
You're quick learner.
I'm a quick good learner. I'm like, I get, you know?
How long did it take you to wrap your head around that flat earth theory?
A long time. And, okay. Sorry, Peters, do you think that's a top three best type of firework? You guys don't seem strong about it. It's, I don't know how does it do that? How does a firework blow up and then blow up again?
Magic.
Mm. Is that what it is?
Ask him. He does. Well, yeah, I guess he has not yet.
I haven't yet lit off my firework. I bought a lot.
I have a lot of them. Yeah. They're all in the same cardboard box. I'm just going to light the box up and see what happens. That's what I would do if I had fireworks. I would put them all in a box.
And throw matches in there.
Yes.
Just that, run.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't stay.
Well, maybe I would.
See what happens. I'm going to make the news.
I want to see if I can jump this thing. whoa! That'd be fun. I'd like to die. Okay, so repeaters. So you don't know how it works?
No.
No.
Do you have any idea how that works?
I don't know how they work.
To me, that's the most amazing thing of a repeater, is I don't know anybody knows how it works. Because it blows up, but yet it blows up again. So that means maybe it's compartments, and those compartments are on fire. I don't know.
You know what? I don't think I want to meet the guy that knows how fireworks work. Like the guy that is the inside knowledge. I don't want to know that guy.
Oh, yeah, you talking about fireworks? Yeah. Well, it depends what kind of silicate you're using. Jesus. And, well, you know what? I dabbled with a phosphorus for a while, but I had a guy. I had a phosphorus guy. He hooked me up with his chemicals. He was always wearing masks.
It's a fine line between firework expert and no-fly list, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is it's a very fine line. And I think it really is just being white.
there are no Arab firework experts in America right now.
So, I know nothing. And, okay. So, repeaters, top three best? Do you think it's better than Black Cats?
No, Black Cats, like, that's a firecracker. That is standard 4th of July.
Okay, too. Black Cat stays, repeater gone?
I'm okay with that, I guess.
Okay, you don't seem to have a strong opinion.
No.
Smoke bombs. Smoke bombs, I didn't know it was a firework.
You can buy them at a firework stand.
Yeah, you can buy them.
Really?
Yeah.
You shouldn't breathe in it.
Just if you want to get high.
You should definitely breathe them in, because you got to hide in the smoke and then jump out.
I would like to do that once.
Good way to hone your ninja skills, I think.
And when you, so a smoke bomb you pull and then smoke just comes out. There's no
explosion.
Yeah,
I think you still light the fuse.
That's where the smoke comes out. It's not just trapped smoke. Okay.
I used it once at a game, smoke bombs, for the kids to run out through the smoke. You know, it was really cool. But then the linebacker, he has asthma. Yep. So I couldn't do that no more.
Did you win the game?
No. We lost the linebacker too.
We have starting linebacker with asthma. They're not good.
Ghost take me out. It is 5 minutes of the game, Steven. 5 minutes. Okay. I played football. I had a concussion when I played football once. And at the end of the game, we're all celebrating because we won. We're all celebrating because we won, and I had a concussion that game, and I go, why are we celebrating? And they go, what are you talking about? I go, it's halftime. And they're like, no, the game's over, Joe. And I go, no, it's halftime. And in that game, I lined up with wide receiver to go catch a pass, and my buddy goes, what are you doing? I go, what do you mean? And he goes, we're on defense.
Oh!
And I was like, all right. And I went to the D-line, where I played too. So I just lined up as D-line, totally open. Everyone's fine, everything's good. I was at the hospital. I was at the hospital after the game, and I asked my dad, I go, Dad, did we win? He goes, yeah. I go, what was the score? 17-13. I go, okay. Did I get a touchdown? He goes, no. I go, did I make any good defensive plays? He goes, yeah, you had a good couple of plays at the end of the game. Dad, did we win? Yeah. What was the score of the game? I asked the same four or five questions repeatedly for 2 hours.
Football. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you think about having your kids play football, do it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because look how it turned out for me. I never lit a firework. But I'm dumb.
Got a brain injury.
I got a brain injury.
And a nice couch.
I got a nice couch.
From Kittles.
From Kittles Furniture, which is not sponsoring this place. It's not the Kindle's. I bought a sofa bed from them. Kindle's delivered it. Couldn't fit in the room, so they took it back. So
what?
What am I gonna do? I gotta get a futon now. Gotta go futon. I'm not a futon guy. I'm a leather couch guy. Anyway, smoke bombs or black cats? What's better?
I like black cats because they bang. Smoke bombs don't bang.
I was like, the animals do.
They do bang.
The animals bang. Yeah. Banging animals. You ever bang an animal? I, didn't.
No, I haven't banged an animal.
That's not what I'm going to
admit to.
Ex-wife count?
That's oh my gosh. I mean, there's kids watching this. I'm the one that asked you to bang an animal.
Yeah.
There's nobody watching on Facebook Live, but bitch, check are. This is my first time doing Facebook Live on my Facebook page. For Ranky very much, but bit chat, go like the Facebook page, check it out. You can help, let me know what you want for future episodes. Okay, so we're saying black cats better than smoke bombs.
Yes.
Because black cats bang.
Like a bang, right?
Hell yeah. Smoke bombs!
Bomb.
We're down to our final three, folks. Black cats, artillery shells, and M80s. At this point, I have to ask you, which one does not... Not the final two. Which one sticks out as not good as the other two?
Which what?
M80s, artillery shells, or black cats. Which one do you think shouldn't be in the top two? What's the outlier?
I say it's either between black cats or M80s. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the choice. So it's firecracker versus...
Bigger firecracker.
Yeah, so I
think... So a ton of firecrackers or one good one?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're not blowing up G.I. Joes with black cats, but you are with M80s.
True. So black cats will go.
Black cats are gone. We're going. So we're down to our final two, folks. M80s and artillery shells. The firework display you see on the 4th of July, you see in the movies, versus a bomb that you can buy. We're basically, what's better? Going out once, when you have an event, a lucky event to go see it, you won't have those events. But in seeing the beautiful fireworks display with your ex-wife, a cat, just whoever loves me, and you watch it, and it's beautiful, they play music, or an M80, which you can just purchase at any time and blow up whatever you want, and you have a great story if you lose a finger. Everyone who loses a finger, it could be the same exact M80 story. Everyone's like, fucking...
That's awesome.
That's really cool. You lost a finger. Did I save it? Yeah, we put it on ice, but it was 10 different pieces.
Did I save it? Look at...
Just the bone. Just a monkey paw. Yeah. Oh, man. I will say this. You don't lose a full hand.
No.
You only lose a finger.
Just indexes. Yes.
Just indexes. Alright, so we're down to the final two, down to the big vote. What is the best type of firework? I'm going to start with Mr. Tony Foxworthy.
Well, we said it was going to be hard to beat, and I think you're right. Anything that even remotely has a chance of coming out like a rabbit shitting fireworks. Well, and artillery shells... Those are the ones with the cool names at the stores. So,
yeah.
Red, white, and boom. Yeah. You know, those are artillery. So that's my vote for sure.
All right, you're voting artillery shells. Yeah. I'm gonna vote next, and I'm gonna say, and it's weird as a person who's never shot a firework, but I like the idea that I can purchase it whenever I want. And blow up things and use it for very nefarious means. I could rob a bank with it. They could blow the vault out. That's what M80s do, right? That's how you blow vault doors open?
Yeah.
With an M80?
Sure, yeah.
So I am voting M80, leaving over here Mr. Firework Display. Never shot one off, but he has a ton of fireworks. Can't wait to do it. I hope Washington football does good next season.
Oh, man.
Mr. Ryan Shipley, you are the tiebreaker. What is the best type of firework?
Artillery shells.
Artillery shells, not even close, right? Not even,
yeah.
Just, it's, I mean, every 4th of July. I didn't know all of those were one type of firework.
Yeah.
Like, all the big ones, that's what, yeah.
Okay, so artillery shells, best type of firework. Let me ask you this when we're in the subject, because I'm adding an extra thing to this ranking very much. In the artillery shell field, what is your favorite type of firework? Explosion. Like, you know, you'll see the big ones, you'll see the little white ones that are really loud, you'll see the ones that shoot off and they shoot off again, you'll see the ones that are the smiley faces and everything. To you, what is the best type of that firework in the artillery shell field?
I like the one that spreads out with a big flower. It looks like it's like raining, you know, like the...
Oh, big, it's like a willow tree?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a solid one. How about you, Ryan? I like that one. That's a good one.
I'd have to agree with Tony.
You're a willow tree, guys.
Yeah, you like them.
You're a willow tree. I like the really small white ones. That's just the loudest thing in the world.
Oh, it just sounds like a bomb going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. I'm like, ah, do it again. Do it again.
Shocking. Oh, I just like that basically picked a grenade.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have a lot of history
with ISIS.
Well, let's not get that on the live podcast.
all right, we're taking out M80s, artillery shells, win.
Congratulations. That's the podcast. That's what a podcast is. That's what Ranky very much is, people watching. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you. Ranky very much. Best type of firework, artillery shells. 4th of July is coming up, so, you know, be safe, be with your loved ones. I'm not going to do that, but you should. But before I continue, guys, let me just thank you so much, Ryan Shipley, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Do you have a Twitter or Instagram or upcoming shows that you'd like to plug?
Nope.
Okay. Ryan Shipley, very funny comedy in Indianapolis. I've been doing it for a little bit. Really cool, really funny. I met him when I first started in Indianapolis. He's always been a nice guy. We did the audio one. We did the audio one, which is best looking Disney princess.
That was a great one.
Yeah, I think Jasmine ended up winning.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. He liked Ariel a lot because he liked the fish part.
Yeah.
Anyways, to the right of me, Mr. Tony Foxworthy. We've been working at Crackers this weekend together.
Yes.
Do you have any shows you like to plug? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook? You got a card already for a year in. The guy's got a card.
Nice.
It's just my social media. It's all at Tony Fox.
It's
all one.
It's a social security card. So it's your social media. Plug it on the
list. It's at Tony Fox with the all one word. So nice and simple.
For all of them, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, social media, Hinge.
Yeah,
Bumble.
Christian Mingle, Farmers Only, Black People Meet sometimes.
You know what's funny? You couldn't do Christians Only. That sounds weird.
No.
Christians Only.
Yes.
Just Mingle. okay, thank you, Tony. We're going to show a new comic. He just hosted his first time at Crackers on Thursday. He's doing guest spots all weekend with me hosting, and then we have Ben Moore featuring, and Kyle Ayers headlining. Which is a good time.
And I'll be in a contest at Crackers on July 11th.
Yes.
So, come on out.
Go back to town.
Well, with those who's
at least be my father.
Go watch. Okay, I'm Joe Bates. I'm the host. You know me. We do rank very much every Saturday at 1 p.m. on bigchat.com. You can find my name under @JoeBatesComedy. You can look at me on Instagram @JoeBatesComedy. You can follow me on Twitter @JoeAmerica22. Feel free to touch the table. I'm on Facebook. We have a new Facebook page. Thank you very much. Check out the Facebook page. We're already almost at 200 likes. Love to get the 200 likes. So go on Facebook, like the page. Also a YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel for Thank You Very Much. I'm uploading old episodes every week, 1 to 2 a week. We have 2 up there right now, so that's also very brand new. And a logo that was made by Roy McMahon. Very nice logo. I like my new logo. So definitely check that out. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And whenever you get a moment, just come see me at a show, which you can find at my website that is in the process of being made. JoeBatesComedy.com. It's been 5 months I paid someone to make this, and they haven't done it yet.
Good money.
Anyways, that's Thank You Very Much. Best type of firework, artillery shells. Artillery shells, folks. Thanks for tuning in. That's been Thank You Very Much. Thanks to Ryan and Tony. That's been Thank You Very Much. You're welcome. All right, good night, everyone.
You're fired, Esther.
Nice clap there. Yeah, Esther, you're fired.